today on our local foods, we are having another visit from Bemidji's cheese queen, Mackenzie Lindahl. She is the cheese buyer and perishables manager at Harmony Natural Foods Co-op. She says to us that cheese is her favorite part of her job. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning.
And what is it about cheese that you like so much?
Oh, man.
Big question.
That's a tough one. Starting off big today. I like everything about cheese. I like that there are so many different varieties. I love the passion with which cheesemakers go about their business. I love that it's living and changing. I love how it works with other food. I love how it makes people feel.
Did you know much about cheese before you started working at Harmony? Did you love cheese before?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I was 21 when I started working at Harmony, and back then I also worked at the Wild Hare Bistro. One of the owners of the bistro, Moni Schneider, she really cultivated in me an awareness and a passion for cooking and cheese and entertaining, I guess. She kind of got me hooked up with some different programs that took me to Wisconsin, and I got to visit cheesemakers many times, and I still kind of get to do that. I'm still hooked up with the right people.
You're totally
because
connected.
Of that.
And now you are the cheese queen in northern Minnesota. You've been to Wisconsin. You've gone different places to try cheese and learn about the people who make cheese. And you offer advice to other places. And you stock the cheese at the food co-op in Bemidji. Mm-hmm. All true.
All true.
Describe what you have laid out before us here, because it's pretty impressive.
Okay, so in planning what I wanted to bring for you today, I kind of wanted to get people inspired for pairing cheese with other things and kind of in the kind of the Valentine's mm-hmm. sort of feeling, what goes well together, what is a little more romantic or special, how you can love yourself by treating yourself so right. So I brought three of cheeses that I love. I brought the Sartori Dolcina Gorgonzola, and that is made in Wisconsin. With that, I brought some pears and some honey, and I brought a Minnesota IPA to taste with it from Indeed Brewery. And then I brought the Feeny aged cheddar, made in Wisconsin, aged in Minnesota. It hangs out with blue cheeses as it ages, and so it kind of has that pairing note to it already in its kind of essence. So with that also pairs really nicely with honey. And then I also brought the Crave Brothers Mascarpone, a Wisconsin farmstead cheese. It is an Italian style cheese commonly used to make tiramisu, which many people have had. And so I did bring some ladyfingers to dip with that. I brought some chocolates, some chocolate truffles to taste with that as well. And then I brought some blackberries for a little freshness with the cream and some pecans.
It's a gorgeous spread. Where would you like to start?
I think we should start with the mildest, creamiest, and work up in intensity. That's generally, you know, you don't want to blow out your taste buds right off the go. And Katie has a little blue cheese terror in her eyes right now, and so I want to work her into
well,
it.
I have to say, I
have an open mind, and I trust you completely.
I, too, am a little bit scared of gorgonzola, so let's save it for last.
All right, well, I'm going to start you off with a healthy dollop of mascarpone, and I'm going to put on a ladyfinger, and I'm going to drizzle a little honey on it, because
oh
I think
gosh.
That is just too decadent
get
and
a picture.
Awesome. It's a little bit of a bite there for you.
Okay.
Here, one
it
for you, Maggie.
Amazing.
Mascarpone is really a versatile product. You can use it just like you would use heavy cream in recipes. It also is really, it's kind of simple and basic, so like really pairs nicely with fresh fruit, you know, simple, clean, bright, or creamy, rich kind of applications.
Really Mild.
Yep. Yep. It's basically just...
Whoa. And it's sweet. There's a sweet... Well, mm-hmm. Is that the honey that's... Or is it sweet on its own?
There's a slight sweetness to mascarpone. It's just made with curdling milk cream
A
little citric acid. It's very high fat content.
Mm, yum.
So really, you know, goes all in all the dessert directions that you want to go. So kind of Valentine's Day is very desserty, kind of where that comes in. But like you were saying, Maggie, you go savory when you use it.
Right. Yeah, I've used it mixed with squash in a like a squash casserole, and then just brown some walnuts a little bit in butter and put on top after mixing in mascarpone with like a baked butternut squash. And
so good. This is so good.
It's perfect to add to your coffee, too.
Okay. I've never had mascarpone cheese before, but I will be buying it regularly from now
good.
On.
Good.
So this is made in Wisconsin. So is it a small batch or do they do a lot? Is it a big farm?
It's a large farm. Crave Brothers, they're several generation farmstead operations. So the cows that the milk come from live on the cheesemaking facility. It's a farm. It's a cheesemaking plant. They make fresh mozzarella. They make mascarpone. They have like one or two other items that they do. They're very, you know, focused on the products that they make and really high quality and freshness. I love their mascarpone. It is my favorite mascarpone. But they also do a really good job utilizing all the parts of the cow's like life. So they have these, what do they do? It's like a, they use the manure to make energy as well as part of their process. So yeah, they're a really cool operation. They're cutting edge in Wisconsin.
Last time you were here, there was signage in Harmony indicating which cheeses we tried.
Yes,
that I will get that again.
Yep, I'll get those signs up today for sure.
That was so helpful.
Yeah.
Okay, so next you have another cheese.
Yes. So I brought the Fini cheddar. Fini is how it's pronounced or spelled. This cheese is made in Wisconsin and at Maple Leaf Cheese, but then it's brought over to Minnesota, to Faribault, Minnesota, where their natural St. Peter sandstone caves that ages ago people like hollowed out and caved into and turned into cheese making and cheese aging facility. The, what is it called? Caves of Faribault is kind of the cheese making company name, and they make gorgonzola and blue cheeses, and they do really, really great blues. They're known for it. But this cheese ages in nearby to those blue cheeses, and so it takes on the dankness, the richness. You can kind of feel another flavor profile going on in there in addition to the cheddariness, right?
Mm-hmm. There is a little bit of blueness in this cheese, and it's really delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
This, I just was thinking about Susan Hauser the other day.
Aww.
Because this was her favorite cheese that I carried at Harmony. So I just send in a little love.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much.
This cheese makes the best cheese sauce. It's just...
What's it called again?
Fini.
Fini.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to try a little honey?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Every cheese I brought today pairs well with honey. And all the, you're good, Maggie?
Yeah. Which, I mean, I've never put cheese with honey. Is this something people are doing?
It's really a common, classic pairing.
Huh.
It just adds a sparkle.
Tell me more about cheese pairing. Why do we want to pair cheese with something else? What is the deal?
I don't know. Why do we want to get together and talk about things? It's just more interesting together, right? Taste it one way, taste it a different way, kind of see where, like, your palate goes. Food should be entertaining and interesting. I mean, we have to eat, right? So why not do it kind of in a fun way, inspired way, learn something new kind of way? That's why I like to try things together like that.
That honey seemed to really almost cancel out the blue taste. It was interesting.
It smooths it out kind of thing.
Different.
Mm-hmm. It's really fruity, too, you know, the cheese itself and then with the honey. I brought the wildflower honey from Barbell Bee Ranch, which we've worked with at Harmony for ever and ever and ever. They're Minnesota, Squaw Lake, Minnesota company.
We know the Barbell Bee Ranch.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, here. Yeah. You guys, they donate when you guys do fundraising.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Of course. Yeah.
So that's the wildflower honey.
That's their wildflower honey.
Okay.
So, yeah. So should we work right into the
Gorgonzola? Let's get the scary one next.
Okay. The scary one.
So you have this on a plate with pears.
I do. This is just a classic pairing. Gorgonzola and pears. You'll see it in salad recipes. Walnuts or pecans, also common pairing suggestions with blues. And in my notes with the gorgonzola, I saw for a beverage, they said IPA. So that's why I brought the IPA. So I think it might be 7:30, but we should just take, and we do have just 1 ounce little tasters,
tiny
just
little
so you know.
So you take a sip of the beer first.
You can do it any way you want. It's a really fruity, juicy IPA.
Oh my gosh, it sure is.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a pear too? I brought Bosques. They're really crisp. I brought that for the kind of the contrast to the rich creaminess of the blue.
I'm shocked at the lovely flavor of this blue cheese. I was apprehensive, very apprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called again?
Gorgonzola. It's the Sartori Dolcina Gorgonzola. So it's a higher fat, so that adds to the creaminess.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgonzola is a Italian style blue.
Is that the thing with gorgonzola, that it's just an Italian type of blue cheese, that it's not anything other than blue cheese? Because I always thought I liked blue cheese, but I was scared of gorgonzola, but I'm not sure why.
That's interesting, Maggie.
Yeah, blue cheeses are different based on the bacterial cultures. Gorgonzola is named for the town where it was first born. It's near Milan. According to my notes, Sartori, the company who makes it here in over in Wisconsin, they're saying it was born in 879 AD and that it was perfected by Sartori in 2007.
That's Bemidji's cheese queen, Mackenzie Lindahl. We're talking cheese today. Sometimes I'll set cheese out. I'm not as fancy as you with my cheese, but I'm growing because of you, so thanks. But there's a point, it seems like, when it kind of gets a weird look to it, like it's too long.
Yeah, it kind of gets like
what's
dried
the window?
Out or oily looking or whatever. Food safety says, you know, between 40 degrees and 140 degrees is the quote-unquote danger zone, but it also comes with a time period of 4 hours.
Okay.
That's when harmful, dangerous things start to grow on your food.
Okay.
But, you know, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
You know?
And then how long do you want these to be sitting out before we eat them? How long does it take to warm up cheese?
I mean, depending on your room temp, you know, you kind of want to get it to room temp. I always kind of do a half hour. Like I prepped this at about 6:15, 6:30 this morning and just kind of had it sitting out and then walked, you know, around the block with it.
Mm-hmm. And where does the chocolate come into this?
Oh, that's for dessert. But I think you probably want to have a little dollop of mascarpone with it, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Oh, and hey, I did want to mention one thing. One of the reasons I'm here today is to kind of remind people about our education component program that we're work on at Harmony. And there's a gal, here's another connection, a gal named Megan Novi, who currently works at the Wild Hair Bistro, that's been teaching classes for us at Harmony. She's done several classes. They've all been really popular. It was her idea to do a cheese pairing class. And so I've consulted with her a little bit, but there is a cheese pairing class tonight at Harmony. There still are a couple of spots left. And I set her up with several of the cheeses that we talked about today. And so I think she'll be utilizing some of them in her class. So I just kind of wanted to bring it back around. I know. How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, other people are getting in the game and the class is filling up so fast. So people are gung-ho about it, which is great.
No kidding. Well, I've learned so much just from you. I think I can't imagine what I would take away from a class.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go.
Well, that is absolutely delicious. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my goodness.
This is such a treat for me. I don't do this at home, so just turn it on for you girls.
Let me think that you do that at home.
That is Mackenzie Lindahl. She's the cheese queen of Bemidji. You can find her at Harmony Food Co-op, where she's the cheese buyer and perishables manager.